Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from the Towns Bay Players, June Hudgens. How are you, June?
I'm doing better, thank
good.
You.
I'm glad to hear
good.
That.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
And Tim Haskin here, too. How are you, Tim?
I'm glad to be here, and we're all really glad that June is feeling so much better.
We are, too. Good to see her out and about, for sure. And,
thank
of course,
you.
Out to talk about a big production coming up, February 9th it gets started, right?
It actually starts February the 9th.
Yeah.
And it's a fun weekend show for everybody to come and have a laugh. And the thing is, it's called Weekend Comedy.
Okay, so, well, there you go. You can't say more than that.
Got it right there.
I think we know just from the title it's going to be a fun night. Tell us a little bit about Weekend Comedy.
It is an adult comedy. It is an adult comedy, and it's about a couple in their 50s and a couple in their 20s, and they've accidentally rented the same cottage for the three-day weekend getaway, okay? And then as thing goes on, they decided to share it. So we watch the comic clash between the generations, which is the older couple, not too old, but, you know, middle-aged couple, and the younger couple in their 20s and that. And it's a fun show. So
Tim, I've been told that you have seen a lot of the rehearsals so far. So you are giving it a thumbs up on both thumbs.
I definitely am giving it a thumbs up. If you come to the comedy and you don't laugh, there's something wrong with you. Because
there
it is definitely funny. In our play, we have it's a four-person cast,
that's
which
it,
is. One of the reasons I didn't go out, because I knew you had to do way too many lines. But they have a great cast. Frank and Peggy are the one couple, and that's Eric Perot and his wife, Stacy Perot. And even though they've never argued in real life, they may have to do some on the stage.
That will be true acting then, won't
exactly.
it?
That's true acting.
And then we have Jill as Hannah Towne and Tony as Neil Peterson. And both Jill and Tony... their real names, actually.
Right.
Hannah and Neil have been in a lot of plays, and they're very good, as have Stacy and Eric. So we have a veteran cast. They're really good. And June and I are helping produce it. Mm-hmm. And our director is a one funny man himself, Roger McElvin, and his assistant is Sharon Langley. So we're looking for a really good show.
Yeah.
Any night you want to come out, we've got everything just about set to go, and
we're
polishing the lines now. I went down last night, and, you know, there's a few littles, but they're not letting them get any hints or whatever. They got to work it out themselves, which is tough being an actor on the stage when you can't remember your lines.
There's only four people, you got to have that. But they're very good actors, and they're doing a great, great job. And I hope people will come out, and it's lovely and warm in the theater, so come on out, and please enjoy this show. It'll be fun for everybody, I think. So.
All right, and it opens February 9th and runs for 2 weekends, right?
It does, it runs, including the second weekend, it's on the Thursday.
That's right, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and then the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Yeah, correct.
And we just like to remind everybody that the Sunday shows are a matinee.
Yeah.
And they start at?
2 o'clock.
2 p.m., there you go.
Yes.
Otherwise, showtime is at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Correct.
And we do want to stress that it is an adult show.
Yes.
You know, and
all right.
Not that there's bad language in it, but there is just some content in it that it's for adults, you know.
Okay.
So, it's really, really a good show. Rogers actually directed this show about 4 times before.
Oh, all
because
right.
Because he lived down below. I'm not quite sure the town he lived in, but he has done this show as dinner theater.
I see, okay.
About 3 times down there, and now he's doing it for Towers Bay Players. And we're very happy that he's doing that, because he's a very good guy, and he's a good director, too. Hopefully everybody will enjoy this show.
And the box office opens when?
On Monday, the 5th.
All right, Monday the 5th. So you get your tickets ASAP, get the best seats in the house, although there's not a bad seat in the entire place.
No, not really. And then they can get them online, Tim.
Yeah.
You've got that information.
Yep, they can get them online. All they have to do is either call the box office or go to
www.towersbay.com. thomasbayplayers.com.
There we go.
She took charge there.
She did.
Boy,
wow.
Didn't
she? Woo!
Well, I thought you'd know it.
All right. So that's what's coming up. Then what's in the future? Do you got what's going to be happening
after that? Yeah. I'm not sure when his auditions are, but they're going to be in March sometime. Okay. I haven't got the dates.
All right.
But it's going to be, and then there were none, based on 10 Little Indians.
Yeah.
By Agatha Christie,
very
great
good.
Writer.
One of those old kind of good shows.
Boy,
coming
no
back.
Doubt. Yeah,
it's a wonderful show, right. and it leaves you in suspense right till the very end. You don't know who the killer is until the very very end of the show.
Yeah, like June said, we don't know the dates, but there'll probably be tryouts in March, and the play goes on in May. So something good to look forward to.
It's very in nice. May, and then in the summer they're going to have. Possum Creek.
Yeah.
And it's it was in one of the festivals.
Okay.
The theater festival.
All right.
And it came in like second in there. It was such a good show. So we decided, and it is going to be directed by Beth Boraski.
Okay.
And it should be a good summer show. It's got music in it.
Yeah.
It should be a really fun summer show.
Very nice. Check out the box office online. Get your tickets for Weekend Comedy. It opens on Friday, February 9th at the Taos Bay Players there in
Correct.
East Taos.
Yes, please come out and see it. You'll have fun.
You bet. June Hudgens, Tim Haskin from the Taos Bay Players, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Kevin. You always let me say a little bit about Project Graduation. I just have one little thing.
Please,
on the
go
11th
ahead.
Of February, we're having a can drive at the high school in Walmart. So save those cans from the Super Bowl, from your soda pop and whatever, and bring them out to the high school or Walmart from 10 to 2. And we're going to have some more Project Graduation stuff with Kevin coming up later, so stay tuned. Thanks.